You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, sorry about that. The sound's turned up quite loud on the headphones and Lachlan can't figure out how to turn it down, so that's good. So this day in history, going back to 1958 for the successful launch of the Pioneer 1 space probe. This was sort of America's first big victory in the space race. It wasn't that big of a victory. The Soviets had already done it by this point.
Soviet Union won the space race.
Well, they did.
Just because America had a man on the moon first does not mean they won the space race.
Well, how else would you define it?
Well, everything else was the Soviet Union first.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
As was the case of having the first sort of lunar spacecraft launched, but America, they did it in 1958, so good on them. Mostly they did it, a lot of it was through the experience picked up from the former sort of German Nazi rocket scientists such as Wernher von Braun, who had developed weapons such as the V2 rocket.
The Battle of London is over. The German flying bomb sites in northern France and Belgium have been captured, and Hitler's not-so-secret weapon has been defeated. Captured maps, discovered at the heavily bombed launching platforms, reveal targets the Germans had marked for destruction. The Nazis found no time to assemble these parts before being driven out. Deployed deep in forests and cleverly camouflaged, the launching sites were difficult to locate. But as each new one was discovered, Allied bombers were able to put it out of action, at least temporarily. It is now revealed these incessant Allied bombings delayed the flying bomb menace by many months. Compressed air containers to force fuel into the engine were among the components discovered intact. Notices gave warning of the presence of explosives. Many of the lethal weapons turned on their perpetrators. The Pas de Calais is littered with the remains of those that landed or exploded moments after being projected. Barrage balloons were among the three types of defenses employed against the flying bomb. During the 80-day battle, the balloons brought down 279 of them. Anti-aircraft guns accounted for 1,500 more. Almost 2,000 flying bombs fell victim to Allied fighter planes.
Yes, but despite this, despite picking up all those Nazi scientists, America would lag behind the Soviet Union in the space race, with especially after the launch of the first artificial satellite, Sputnik.
The epical scientific achievement by Soviet Russia in beating the United States of America in the race to launch the first man-made moon has all humanity staring heavenward. For the miracle here simulated may have more profound implications than we mortals are ordinarily called on to grasp at once. Scientifically, militarily, politically, these tracking antenna, by the knowledge they will gather from the speeding orb, may well affect mankind as nothing before. May mark a moment in history unparalleled, cause changes to beggar the imagination. What our forefathers faced in the first plane flight could be as nothing to what we are faced with as the result of these USSR signals. They tell us the world may never be the same again. Meanwhile, in Washington, where they are attending a geophysical year conference at the National Academy of Science, two of three Russian delegates to the gathering enjoy their country's triumph. They refuse to explain why Russia did not tell the other nations it planned to launch the first satellite. This despite the fact the USA broadly publicized its program. but all America hails the accomplishment. A new moon, let's hope for the millennium, not Armageddon. It's a field day for the hams of the world as they employ all their know-how to tune in on Sputnik's Beep Beeps, with the man in the street sharing the radio enthusiast's interest in the Soviet satellite. Astronomers Natch can think of nothing else as long as they can keep an eye to a finder. They're searching the heavens for a glimpse of Sputnik. Sputnik is the talk, too, of an astronomical meeting at Barcelona, where it's recalled that in 55, Russia's Sadov here said, before the U.S. moon appears, a Soviet lab will have conquered space. The first picture of Sputnik released by Russia. But here's a scientific first and a news beat made in America. Actual pictures of Sputnik in flight made from Baltimore by the Westinghouse Broadcasting Company's cameraman John Kelly. Down under, too, they're looking up. And from Sydney, Australia, comes these films of Sputnik in the skies of the Southern Cross. Sputnik is a lonely wanderer down below. These pictures made by the Australian Broadcasting Commission show, but for a little fella, he's certainly getting a lot of attention.
That was part one of this day in history. Part two will be right back after a quick break.
Cruising down Old Magenta with your glow sticks waving and an instance carried on the wayward breeze. Yes, it's time for Bike Rave, a bombastic nighttime jaunt around Auckland's beautiful cycleways. If you'd like to win yourself a couple of tickets to Bike Rave, then just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week. But you gotta have a Simplicity B card. Bike Rave, all ages welcome, Friday, October 26th. Meeting at Silo Park at 6:30 p.m. Go to bikeauckland.org.nz.
I know where you were last night.
Craig, it's not...
Am I not deep enough? I can be emotional. I can break the fourth wall.
Wink.
I know we don't have the same history together.
But I love both of you.
No! Make a choice. Me or theatre.
Live for drama? Take some stage direction from our resident theatre expert. What's on and what's good on the Auckland stage? 9 a.m. every Friday on Breakfast. Stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Yes, we now return to this day in history. When we left off, America was lagging behind the Soviet Union in the space race, but would have managed to secure a small victory in launching the Pioneer 1 satellite on this day in history, 1958.
Objective, an orbit around the moon. Cape Canaveral, Florida, space capital USA, has a new star. An instrument package providing the nose cone of a rocket blasting out of this world on a lunar probe without precedent in a rapidly expanding missile age. So they name it Pioneer, a year after Sputnik number one. Pioneering for Uncle Sam and the free world. The most daring step in unlocking the secrets of the great void leading to the moon itself. From where we dwell, 220,000 and more miles to the moon. The hoped-for goal, an orbit some 50,000 miles from the moon with a rocket escaping through the Earth's atmosphere at 25,000 miles an hour. Genius and know-how and prayers and luck. Equal components with science in this dream of a peaceful conquest of outer space to yield knowledge of benefit to all mankind. Moon pioneer indeed. This is the sequence of events. 52 tons, 88 feet long, the four-stage Pioneer rocket vehicle is made ready in the October night. In the past 24 hours, men in the blockhouse conducted the long, tedious countdown, waiting for their bird to fly. And then at last, the moon missile is poised for its rendezvous with the unknown. The countdown proceeds until the dramatic zero. You too can hear it happen.
4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Around the world, Pioneer is watched, unseen but watched. Voice of America broadcasts the news in 37 languages from its 79 radio transmitters. The press gives the event banner headlines. For though short of its hoped-for goal, it reaches more than a third of the way to the moon target. 79,120 miles. Amazing computations are made of Pioneer's flight. For example, in England, the world's largest radio telescope makes more than 100 fixes of the moon rocket's positions, gathering highly technical data for transmission to the U.S. It announces the rocket has deviated on its course, the beginning of the end. But for the first time, man has been able to measure radiation above 25,000 statute miles. Great strides have been made toward new space and lunar probes. Thanks to Pioneer, the moon, it's much closer today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.